The Path of Divine Love. The path of devotion and loving service to God, bhakti, is described thoroughly in the Vedic scriptures. The sages of the past understood humanity's heartfelt needs and have clearly instructed us how to achieve complete satisfaction by linking with our Supreme Master and beloved Lord. In the story of the king who wanted to see God, the king was asked if butter was in the milk. He replied yes, but a process must be followed to be able to see it. Similarly, if we desire to reawaken our eternal relationship with God, we must follow the sacred process outlined by the sages and heed their instructions. Without this divine instruction, we can never awaken our spiritual relationship. This cannot be done on the strength of our own efforts alone. Strength beyond this world is required. Divine mercy and grace are essential. From where and how can we obtain this divine power? Where to find this strength? To tread the exalted path of divine love, we need knowledge, support, and strength from someone who is already situated on that path. A person who falls into a deep well can only be saved by one who is fixed on safe, firm ground above and able to lower a rope. Similarly, we can only be saved from our suffering condition by one who knows and understands the essential truths of life. In fact, there is no other way out of our dilemma. We must make it our priority to find such a person. With this desire in our hearts, most assuredly, that representative of God will soon come before us. Our only requirement is to be greedy enough to meet such a personality, and then by divine arrangement, we will be led to him or her very quickly. Love and relationships. The Vedic scriptures describe the name of Krishna as being the topmost name of God. In Sanskrit, Krishna literally means the most attractive one. God's Sanskrit name gives us an insight into his personality. Even though Krishna is the cause of everything and the supreme ultimate truth, he relishes astonishingly affectionate and intimate relationships with an enormous number of family members and friends in his eternal spiritual realm, especially in Vrindavan, the most beautiful and charming of all his abodes. These eternal friends and relatives are with him when he performs various loving activities, so wonderful and amazing, they simply stun the heart and mind. These pastimes have been elaborately described by great and saintly personalities who, in their meditations, have witnessed exquisite exchanges of loving affection between Krishna and those very close to him. Our eternal home is in the spiritual world with Krishna. There we experience the highest bliss and the most powerful and ecstatic sense of self in our eternal relationship with him. Those who aspire to impersonal liberation ultimately aspire to be Krishna himself. That is never possible. Just as one can never be me, and I can never be you. We can never be God, who creates unlimited universes, etc. The bliss of impersonal liberation is self-centered and without any personal exchanges and is therefore limited. However, when we enter into a loving relationship with Krishna in a sincere mood of rendering service to Him, the bliss we experience is boundless. The goal of all our practices is to reawaken our dormant consciousness, that is, to realize our true nature as Krishna's loving eternal servant. By reading about Him and hearing about Him from others, especially those who are knowledgeable about His glorious qualities, we will constantly be inspired to come closer and closer to Him. Then, when we leave this body at the time of death, we can be with Him forever. How to meditate. In this present age, we are most fortunate that the process prescribed to attain that blissful relationship with God through self-realization is simply to chant God's holy names. Even Jesus Christ begins His most prominent prayer by glorifying God's name, "Hallowed be Thy name." Krishna has implanted all power and energy within His names, along with the opportunity to enjoy the most fulfilling relationship with Him. This process of chanting is transcendental, and as our faith in it grows, the power of the holy names will gradually illuminate our consciousness. We can, in fact, achieve any of the three goals previously described simply by chanting. If you are not convinced, try it for yourself and personally taste the results. Chanting the most powerful names of God, we begin the process of linking ourselves forever with God or Krishna. This great chant of deliverance is called the Maha Mantra or the Great Mantra, and it is described as follows. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
If we practice chanting this mantra, we will definitely experience a higher state of consciousness. Careful, meditative chanting is recommended. Although chanting at any time, anywhere, and in any condition brings assured increased bliss. Chanting transports us into an ocean of love, especially when combined with guidance from scripture and wisdom from those whose loving relationship with Krishna is already developed. There are many names of God, such as Jehovah, Allah, Buddha, Yahweh, Rama, and Krishna. Of all these holy names, the Vedic scriptures describe Krishna and Rama as the best and most auspicious names to chant for the greatest results and benefit.